pleasure for me to introduce to you.
The Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts presents the Pentecost Sunday, June the 4th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. This year entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit, part one of an ongoing series with your producer and host, evangelist and pastor teacher Donley Vernon Brown. Good Sunday morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Sounds of Praise Ministry. From now until 8 a.m., plan to be here bringing the very best in gospel music and the clear message, salvation is available to all through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Stay tuned. God has a blessing for you.
That's right. The fire that burns.
The fire that burns within.
I know that's right.
You are the joy this world can.
Feel like giving up now, your spot is tough now, but how can you learn if you don't fall? How can you walk if first you don't crawl? But through it all, you keep blessing me, while they pressing me, and they testing me, they keep stressing me, because they never heard a preacher flow, show, go, no. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Father, we thank you for this lovely day that you've given us. We're going to rejoice. We're going to be glad in it. We're going to receive the things you have ordained that should be ours. And so, therefore, we open ourselves to all the benefits, all the blessings, all the wondrous things you prepare for those who love you, who serve you, and who are going to live their lives for you. And as your people, Lord, we are here to intercede in behalf of those who are outside of your saving grace and your keeping power. We pray you would minister through us this day to everything that's played, everything that's said, everything that is prayed, everything that's rejoiced in would be to your honor, glory, and praise, magnifying your name in the earth as never before, so that those who are outside of your saving grace and keeping power will recognize their need to yield and surrender themselves to you and to your control, so that great and mighty things might be accomplished in and through their lives. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name, and for his praise and for his glory. And let the people of God out there say amen. And amen and amen again. Kirk Franklin and the family getting us off here to a great start on Sounds of Praise with Gonna Be a Lovely Day. So now let's move to the McClurkin Project as we bring our theme song, We Praise You, here on Sounds of Praise.
spirit here, a spirit moved by your spirit, moved by your spirit, moved by your spirit, moved by your spirit, Lord.
It is 5:24 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, June the 4th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And our Pentecost Sunday program this year is entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit. This is part one of an ongoing series. We began with our new day theme. Kirk Franklin and the family was going to be a lovely day. They were followed by the McClurkin Project with We Praise You. And we just concluded with William McDowell and Julia McMillan and Daniel Johnson with Hymn of Praise. 5:25 is the Sounds of Praise time, and our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today because of the nature of our program, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. Just give us a call. We'd be glad to do that for you. 1-855-915-WMFO. Same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. Plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone. It's your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. Plus, I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. The release of the Holy Spirit. In the Gospels, the first instance that we are made aware of the Holy Spirit actually may not be the first, but the one I want to bring to you is the fact that at the water baptism of Jesus, the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove, in the form of a dove, and the Father spoke from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." And so what Jesus produced for us on the earth during his 3.5-year ministry was the fact that as a Son of God, he laid aside all of his heavenly benefits and blessings. And he works solely here as Son of Man and Son of God through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because right after the baptism, the water baptism of Jesus, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. So when we see all the wondrous works that Jesus accomplished, we read of all the wondrous things that he's accomplished during his lifetime, he did them through the power of the Holy Spirit who resided within him. Now, as he's preparing to go to the cross of Calvary, he's telling the disciples that he's going to send them another comforter, one like himself, the Holy Spirit, who is going to be with them, and not only going to be with them, he's going to be in them. That's why when he said, "The works that I do, and greater works shall you do also," it is not because we rise to some level of greatness greater than God. No, but because we, our great God, has been given to us access to the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. And so therefore, if this program is going to be a success today, we need the Holy Spirit to be released in me, through me, and through all the music that's going to be played and sung, so that you might receive that anointing, that deliverance, because the Holy Spirit has been released by God into the world on that first Pentecost Sunday to unite the church, empower the church, to make us the people that he would have us to be. Tremaine, our Queen of Gospel, Hawkins here on Sounds of Praise. Come, Holy Spirit, we worship you.
Hallelujah. Talking about worship. We thirst for your anointing. We long for your embrace. Come as we lavish our hearts' sincerest praise. Oh, you welcome, Holy Spirit, inhabit this place.
Come,
let's worship and sing.
Holy Spirit,
inhabit. Thirst for your anointing.
For your anointing.
We long for your embrace.
Come as we lavish
our hearts' sincerest praise.
Come reside among us. Be seated
inhabit this place.
Here on Sounds of Praise, Tremaine Hawkins, with Come Holy Spirit and Worship You. That's a sign of the reality of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers in the world today, is the fact that worship emanates from our lives because of the presence of the Spirit of God within us. Luther Bonds, Wanda Bonds Morgan, and the Redbud Gospel Choir, and this is Spirit Fall Down here on Sounds of Praise.
We're all gathered Hallelujah, let the Holy Spirit rain down on this place tonight. Yeah.
Praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your very air we breathe. He gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, tell me.
This is the air.
Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him.
Your holy presence.
It's your presence, Lord. Your Holy Spirit.
that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say spoken. So this is the part that I love to declare. It says this, and now listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And I'm lost without you, Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are, Jesus. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Spoken to me, Jesus. Spoken to me. And if you're desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him, I'm desperate for you, Jesus. If you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in the air. Tell them together, and I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Come on, Lord Jesus, we're lost without your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. Breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis.
This is the air.
Jesus. Come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given.
This is the air.
Oh, this is the air I breathe.
This is the air.
This is the air. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation.
This is the air I breathe.
Come on, come on, sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it.
This is the air I breathe.
Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
This is the air I breathe.
Glory. Hallelujah. Give him the glory. Father, we want you to reign in this place tonight.
King of all kings, Lord above all, God of my grace. You are my song, I'll praise you with my every breath. Glorious God, in you I rest. Great is the mercy of you, oh God. I honor your presence in this sanctuary. I will exalt and I'll lift your name high. Allow your blessings to
King of all kings, Lord above all, God of my praise. You are my song,
I'll praise you with
my every breath.
Glorious God,
in you I rest.
Lord, fill this temple with mercy and love. Allow it to flow freely here in my heart. My soul is thirsty for drops from you, Lord. Allow your blessings to fall on me.
From this time forth
and forevermore.
And forevermore.
I promise I'll bless your name. Touch, Lord, I need
Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world, with the very best in gospel music and the clear message that salvation is available to all through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're tuned to this Pentecost Sunday, June the 4th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And our Pentecost Sunday program today is entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit. This is part one of an ongoing series. 6 o'clock here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown. And